Praise the Lord. God bless you today. I am Apostle Anthony McCoy. Welcome to the virtual sanctuary of Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. We are excited and delighted this morning to come into your space, your virtual space, your house, your home, your car, wherever you are joining us from. Thank you so much for being a participant and a partaker of the Word of God, amen, from this ministry. And we pray that it has been good ground for you to sow into, and that you're reaping the blessing and the benefits of being our kingdom partner in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. We want to just say to all of those ones that have lost their life and served with others over the years, happy Memorial Day to you. Amen. And we just pray that God will continue to get the glory out of the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice of all those that has gone before us. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for the grace of God. We thank you for the Logos and the Rhema. We thank you for the Deutimus and the Exousia of your word, that it would just get into the fiber and fabric of our minds and our spirits this morning. Glory to God. Release the Holy Ghost in this teaching and in this preaching today. Let a soul be saved. Let a life be changed. Glory to God for the wonder working, miracle working power. Hallelujah. The blood of God still works and it has power. We plead that blood over these airways. And God, we decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose. We pray blessing and favor, protection, hallelujah, and honor upon your people. Thank you for the sons and daughters of God all around the world. Glory to God that you have joined us and united us with. Thank you for our DEMA family, Destiny International Ministry, and our leaders, Dr. Bishop and Dr. Helene's Getting. We thank you for all that you're doing through them and their missions and manifestations of your glory and impacting through grace. We give you praise now for the woman of God that you've given to support me, hallelujah, and the Ignite One Kingdom family. Let the word of God, hallelujah, be released today, unhindered, unchecked, to the glory of the Father. In your son's name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Right where you are, give God a hand clap of praise. Lift up your voice. Oh, shout to God with the voice of triumph, all ye people. God is our refuge, and he's a very present help in trouble. Though the earth, glory to God, may tremble, we will not fear, nor if the mountains be cast into the sea, we'll not be afraid. You know why? Because we have a God, amen, and we have a presence and a place that becomes our refuge and our strength in him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This morning, there's a word for you. Amen. Go ahead and text somebody, tell somebody, share with somebody this particular moment, because this is a word from the Lord. And I believe it's timely for where we are and the glory that's coming upon the earth. You need to hear this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, let's just go right into, if you would love to partner with us and continue to give and sow a seed, let's do that. Amen. At this time, glory to God. You can see the information is on the screen for you. Amen. And you can cash app us at Ignite One. You can give through Zelle as well, igniteone@gmail.com. Or you can go online to igniteone.org and be, amen, a partaker and a participant of the grace of God on the word of God this morning. Thank you for tithing and giving and sowing your seed again. We are grateful, amen, and we appreciate you for that. Hallelujah. Let's get into, amen, the word of God this morning, family. Hallelujah. I want you to know that this word, I believe, is cut from heaven for the kingdom of God. I'll read two scriptures and we'll get right down into what God wants to release this morning. John chapter 1, verse 12, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. John 1, 12, to as many as receive him, to them gave he the power. He gave the authority, God gave the right, and God gave the privilege to become children of God. As many as rely on him, trust in him, and depend on him, he gave the power to become sons of God or children of God. In Romans 8, 14, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. I believe that from the beginning of creation, we can gather of the fact that it has always been the heart of God to have a representation and a reflection of his glory or himself in the earth. Glory to God. He created man in his image and after his likeness for that reason in the person of Adam and Eve that he gave to him as a helper to fulfill his will in the garden. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. So we know that the Bible tells us that they fell from grace and they fell short of God's glory in their creative purpose of reflection and representation. Glory to God. Ooh, yeah, they fell. I said they fell short of God's glory in their purpose and in their representation of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And so this morning, we are going to talk about supernatural sonship reflection. That's our thought, our theme, amen, and the thrust of God for you this morning, supernatural sonship reflection. Somebody that's watching, go ahead and type that in the chat, supernatural sonship reflection, supernatural sonship reflection. Again, supernatural sonship reflection. What do you mean, supernatural sonship reflection? It is the function and it is the foundation of who we are in Christ. Yeah, amen. In sonship reflection, we have to make sure and understand that Jesus' preeminence must be greater than our personality. Yeah, amen. That Jesus' preeminence must be greater than our personality when it comes to supernatural sonship reflection. Yeah, the scripture says in Genesis 1, family, 26 through 27, we are made in the image and likeness of God. Both, watch this, image and likeness are characteristics of reflection. And the Hebrew meaning of the word reflection or the Hebrew meaning of image and likeness, it means to resemble or it's a resemblance. It's a resemblance. So now when we talk about this supernatural sonship reflection, here it is. The question becomes, how do we reflect the Father in our sonship as spiritual sons or as supernatural sons? How do we reflect the Father? Glory to God. And I'm glad you asked. Let me give you the answer to the question. How do we reflect the Father in our supernatural sonship as spiritual sons? Number one, we do it corporately. Yeah, we do it corporately. We reflect the Father corporately in our supernatural sonship as spiritual sons. Number two, we do it individually. Yep. We do it corporately and we do it individually. That's how we reflect the Father in our supernatural sonship as spiritual sons. We do it corporately and we do it individually. Let me break it down a little bit more for you. How do we do it corporately? 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 2 through 4, we are made partakers of his divine nature. Watch it now. The scripture says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. Let me just, glory to God. Let me just stop right there and let you get this. Hallelujah. Please, the Bible tells us, amen, that the knowledge of God will always multiply grace and peace in your life. Hallelujah. So if you want more grace and you want more peace, then you got to get to know God more, because it will always multiply. Knowing him will always multiply grace and peace in your life. Glory to God. There it is right there. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and glory. Here it is. And of Jesus, our Lord. Verse 3, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory, amen, and virtue. And then it tells us that we are made partakers of his divine nature. Wow. Amen. The Greek word for partaker, it's the word that means to be a participant. It means to be a sharer and to be a partner of. Yeah, glory to God. So when we talk about this supernatural sonship in our reflection, we're talking about how that in our corporate nature as supernatural sons, we should all have the same DNA of God. Yeah, we should all have the same DNA of God in our supernatural nature as we reflect the sonship, amen, of the Father to the Father. Glory to God. This is getting good already. Hallelujah. So watch it now, because we're talking about this DNA in the corporate nature of who we are. Remember, we reflect him corporately, amen, and we reflect him individually. Glory to God. Watch it, please. But this DNA that we have in the nature of God, we're talking about the way that we reflect and represent, watch it, his covenant. The way that we reflect and represent his characteristics, the way that we reflect and represent his commandments, the way that we reflect and represent his commission, glory to God, and our confession in our reflection as sons. This is the DNA that we should have corporately, glory to God, that if we are considered to be a supernatural son, amen, that reflects the Father. It is through covenant, it's through characteristics, it is through commission, it is through commandments, and it is through our confession, glory to God, that we become a reflection of glory. Hey, the Son. So watch it, please. Don't miss this right here. Glory to A. Shaman Nah. Don't miss it, please. Get ready. Corporately, watch it. We reflect the Father in our sonship through our divinity. Yeah. We reflect the Father through our sonship, supernatural sonship in our divinity. Yet individually, we reflect the Father in our supernatural sonship through our differences and our diversities. So in a whole, our supernatural reflection of sonship can be found in our divinity, in our differences, and in our diversities. Ooh, let me give you a Bible. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians number 12, amen, verse 4 through 7. Now there are diversities of gifts. Watch it. But the same Spirit. Yeah. So our reflection as supernatural sons is coming from the Spirit. the same spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. You got it? And then there are diversities of operation, but the same God which worketh all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit, glory, is given to every man to profit with all. So we reflect corporately through our divinity, and then we reflect individually through our differences and our diversities, but it's the same Spirit. Glory to God that makes us one when we come. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. So our supernatural sonship reflection is a manifestation, hallelujah, of why the way that we release him by our words, our walk, hallelujah, our work, our witness. And then it's all in conjunction to his will. Glory to God. You can't live your own way, have your own walk, do your own work, and reflect his will. No, my God. Hallelujah. The DNA in all of us, glory to God, hallelujah, makes us one, amen, in our reflection and our representation. You got it. Wow, here's Jesus. Jesus said, glory to God, Jesus said, for I have not spoken of myself, John 12:49, but the Father sent me. He gave me a commandment what I should say, yeah, and what I should do. Glory to God. Yep, what I should speak. And I know this commandment is life everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, our words have to line up with his will. Yeah, amen. Amplified Bible of that same text says it like this. I never spoken on my own authority or on my own accord or self-appointedness. The Father who sent me has himself given me orders concerning what to say and what to tell. He was ordered what to say, amen, and what to tell. You know, soldiers, you will not disregard your general orders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So sonship reflection, saying what God says and doing what God does and being what God says, is a part of our DNA in our representation. Glory to God. So when we look at it, this supernatural sonship reflection, it is representation, watch this, and replication of authority. It is representation, and it is a replication of authority. Please get this. Sonship reflection is not duplication of ministry. It is representation of authority. Matthew 3:13, Jesus ordained the disciples or the apostles to be with him. Watch it, please. And then he sent them out or released them, glory to God, in reflection to do, glory to God, what he gave them authority to do. And you know, your Bible said there was one time this man had a son in Luke's gospel, amen, and he went to the disciples and he said, heal my son. And they tried all they could and they couldn't do it. Glory to God. Then he took him to Jesus, amen, and they asked Jesus, why couldn't we do it? And Jesus said, amen, some kind only come out by fasting and praying, and it's because of your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You had it, but you didn't release it. Hey, in the authority that I gave to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's release authority. Here it is. Supernatural sonship reflection is release authority that can be, watch this, referenced through the anointing that you reverence. It's release authority that can be referenced through the anointing that you reference. Listen to this, please. We're approaching an hour in the kingdom where we must be careful. Oh God, this is good right here. We must be careful trying to duplicate someone else's ministry without having a connection to that anointing. Glory to God. Okay, yeah, let me say it like this. It's unauthorized. It's illegitimate. It's fraud. It goes against spiritual law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. We cannot be trying to duplicate somebody's ministry and we don't have no connection to that anointing. So sonship reflection supernaturally, it is representation of the replication of authority, not duplication of ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And so please get this. Genesis 1, 26 through 28. The Bible talks about how that Adam and Eve, they sinned, right? They sinned. They were deceived by the serpent, the devil, the evil one. And that deception caused a deflection and a misrepresentation of their corporate sonship. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. So please get this. They sinned. They fell short of the glory. Let me give you this. There are three unrevocable facts about sin that you need to write down and get this morning because they will never change. Amen. These are everlasting principles about the principle of sin that every believer and every sinner need to understand. Here it is. Glory to God. Three unrevocable facts about sin. Number one, sin will always take you farther than you want to go. Yeah, you got it? Glory to God. Number two, sin will always cost you more than you have to pay. Yeah, glory to God. Here it is. Number three, sin will always keep you longer than you want to stay. It's going to cost you more than you want to pay. It's going to keep you longer than you want to stay. It's going to take you farther than you want to go. Glory to God. Wow. So here it is. Because of the fall, because of the fall, deception caused a deflection and a misrepresentation of the corporate sonship in the garden by the fleshly Adam. Hallelujah. By the fleshly Adam. And then God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, as the spiritual Adam to bring back his reflection and proper representation of supernatural corporate sonship through grace. Through grace. It is by grace, yeah, that we're saved. Glory to God. Yeah, through grace, God sent Jesus, his only begotten son, amen, to bring back the representation and reflection that was a deflection and a misrepresentation through the fall, amen, of Adam and Eve when they let sin in and they released their authority. Glory to God. They released their supernatural authority or representation to the devil through his deception. Watch it. And then he became the God of this world. Wow. Glory to God. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me give you a scripture. Here it is. Romans 5, 14 through 15. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Okay, here it is. Let me say it like this. Adam did it, but we still got it. Glory to God. So watch it. Who is a figure of him that was to come? God placed Adam into the garden to represent and reflect his glory in the earth, glory to God, as a symbol of him who was coming to the earth to represent and reflect God's glory, which is Christ. And we know God sent him, amen, glory to God. I just told you that, glory to God. And then when Christ got into the earth, Christ said, there's another one going to come like me. I'm going to send to you, but I got to go for him to come, because now he's going to represent, glory to God, the reflection of glory in the earth. Yeah, glory to God. And it is the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost, glory to God, will come in us as men and women of God, of supernatural sons, glory to God, that will reflect and represent the glory in the earth. Yeah, hallelujah. So please get this, verse 15, but of Romans 5, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through one, the offense of one, many may be dead, much more, here it is, the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. Some virgin said, amen, may be made alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45 and 47. As so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Yeah, that's 45. Verse 47, the first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Remember, that was, amen, the same in Romans 14, where it says, who is a figure of him was that was to come. That's the second man, amen, the last Adam, who is the Lord from heaven, came to restore, amen, our sonship supernaturally, so that we can reflect and represent the Father's glory in the earth. You got it. The Father's glory in the earth, family. And there's a glory coming to this earth that's going to be authenticated through the supernatural sonship of the body of Christ that's representing and reflecting God in the earth. And we know that, amen, that we haven't always, amen, done great in the area of reflecting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And representing. And the enemy is still deceiving those out of their authority and taking territory, glory to God, when we have been given the authority, amen, to tread upon, amen, him, amen, and walk upon him and dominate, glory to God, him in the spirit of God. So there's a certain level, amen, of intentionality and criteria that's going to arise in the kingdom of God, glory to God, that's going to begin, hallelujah, to prepare, amen, the body for the glory that's coming, amen, to represent and reflect God, hallelujah, in the earth. It's coming. I promise you, it's coming. Glory to God. So please get this, hallelujah. Please get this, because we're talking about this manifestation of supernatural sons, and it is corporate. It is the power of the corporate son. Glory to God. It is the reflection and representation, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost in the body of Christ. Amen. Being, glory to God, hallelujah, the example and the ensample of an expectation that the Bible said the earth is waiting for. Hallelujah. The earth is waiting for. Yeah, the earth is waiting for. And the essence of this supernatural sonship and reflection must be manifested, watch this, in our oneness as the corporate son. Glory to God. We're declaring it. We haven't forgot it. We started out the year with it. We are one house. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so this manifestation is really a reflection and representation is in our oneness. And more, I believe that God is handpicking, glory to God, a people. God is handpicking, amen, a people, a, a, a group of partakers, glory to God, with a shared partnership and a shared mindset, amen, to affect the earth corporately, glory to God. And he's joining like-minded leaders and like-minded pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, glory to God, entrepreneurs, amen, marketplace leaders. He's joining them together, amen, for the sponsorship of the corporate son and the glory, amen, that's coming, hallelujah, in representation and reflection to cover the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's going to be an unveiling and an unscaling and an eye-opening of the revelation that's been there the whole time. Amen. But it needs to be uncovered. And in these last days, God is going to uncover that revelation and not allow the enemy, amen, hallelujah, to stop the disclosure of the fact, watch this, that the anointing on all of us is greater than the anointing on any one of us at any time. Glory to God. In other words, hallelujah, while two are better than one, glory to God, hallelujah, and we can together impact more than we can individually. Come on, somebody, give God glory right there for that. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. It's the essence of our reflection in supernatural sonship, amen, that it must be manifested in our oneness as the corporate son. Hallelujah. The corporate son. Yeah, the corporate son. So our differences, our diversities, in our individuality, glory to God, has to come into the realm of our divinity to make us one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, put that in the chat. God, I pray you make us one. I pray you make us one. You make us one. Here it is, New King James Version, Romans 8:19. The earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Yeah, there's a revealing coming of the sons. King James Version says, waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amplified Classic says, waiting for the revealing and disclosure of their sonship. Yeah, glory to God. Disclosing of their sonship. The expanded version of the Bible says it like this. Everything God made, the creation, is waiting with excitement and eager expectation for God to show his children's complete glory. Glory to God. That excites me right there, because God is going to show his complete glory in the earth, but he's going to do it through corporate sonship and those that represent and reflect his glory. Hallelujah. So listen, please, get in position, get in place. Yeah, get in position, get in place, hallelujah, so that we can represent the glory of God everywhere we go, hallelujah, by our words, through his ways, amen, through his wisdom, through his will, amen, through our witness, hallelujah, as sons of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, the earth, hallelujah, glory to God, gonna pass, but the word of God gonna continue to stand forever. Ever. Hallelujah. The word of God is perfect and already tried. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. At the entrance of thy word, there is light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. The word of God is like a rock, like a hammer. Glory to God. The word of God. Hallelujah. The Logos and the Rhema of God. Hallelujah. Is what we need to be represented. And reflection of, hallelujah, the coming kingdom of God's glory. Hallelujah. Oh my, glory to God. Hallelujah. So this reflection of our supernatural sonship is found in the unity of our oneness that God wants, and the earth is waiting to be displayed in his glory, family. I want y'all to get that. Hallelujah. Like never before, the church, the kingdom, the family of God, the people of God must become one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's about the glory of God being reflected. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, that it's no longer about how big the church is. It's no longer about whether it's mega or whether it is micro. It is about the anointing of reflection and representation that will display God's glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the God can do it, amen, hallelujah, with many, and God can do it with few. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We as a people just have to position ourselves, glory to God, so that God can be glorified and God can be magnified, hallelujah, in the earth. You got it. Come on. Hallelujah. It's about this supernatural, amen, sonship, amen. And it is in reflection and it is in representation. Hallelujah. Oh my, hallelujah. As believers, hallelujah, amen, with substance. Yeah, with substance. We can no longer, again, amen, hallelujah, raise up. Amen. Watch this. We got to be intentional, more intentional about raising up a people, hallelujah, that offer God both, not just one. Here it is. We went through a season, and in some regions we're there now where we're intentional. Watch this, that we're raising up people that offers that we want them to know how important it is to offer God's service. And we don't even care if they got substance. But we're coming to this glory, this time, amen, watch this, that kind of philosophy and theology, glory to God, will not work for the next level of glory that's coming. We must be intentional, amen, and we must make adjustments even in our ministries for people to understand the value of offering God service and substance. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. If I can just say it like this, please get this, please get this. Hallelujah. Just churching ain't gonna work no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, going on Sunday, fellowshipping with the back of somebody's head, amen, leaving out the sanctuary and then being the same, glory to God, is not gonna work anymore. Hallelujah. No, my God. Amen. We must be impactful when we come together. And that means that every believer, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, every believer that would come through the door must understand the impact of their reflection and their representation. Glory to God, hallelujah. I said believers, glory to God, yeah, amen. And that impact together in that oneness, amen, will cause those that may not believe or need to believe again, or have lost belief, amen, to be more adamant, amen, to say yes to God and repent, amen, and be restored, yeah, amen, and be renewed in the spirit, hallelujah, of the glory that would hit the house because of the reflection and representation. Are you getting this morning? Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Woo, man, hallelujah. Wow, amen. Here it is, please. John 17, verse 20 through verse 23. Jesus, prayer. He says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Let me read that again. Those who will believe in me through their word about me, through their word of me, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. Watch it, that the world may believe that you sent me. That's why he says, who believe in me through their word. Hallelujah. Yeah, because we have to be sure and secure, in our divinity and our identity about what we believe so that the world might believe. You got it? Glory to God. So that the world may believe that you sent me. Verse number 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one. Wow. You see it. You see it. Our oneness comes from the glory. Hallelujah. Verse 23, I in them, you in me, and they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Wow. Glory to God. Wow. The witness and the love of God being on display. So we get it, amen, that in verse 21 and in verse 23, Jesus expresses that our oneness is the key, hallelujah, wow, to the church or the body, amen, impacting our community and the world. It's our oneness. It's our oneness. And because of our oneness, Jesus says that's the impact comes from the glory of us being one and being unified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Of being one and being unified. He says that they all may be one, that the world may believe that you sent me. Glory to God. That they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know you sent me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So, and in between verse 20, watch this, in between verse 21 and verse 23, in verse 22, Jesus described how we ought to be one. You got it? Watch it. We are to be one. He says, and the glory which you gave me, I've given to them that they may be one just as we are one. Wow. So Jesus said, the Father, amen, to the Father, that the glory you gave me, amen, as your son is what makes us one. So our supernatural sonship, amen, as spiritual sons is connected to the glory, amen, that we get, amen, hallelujah, in the Spirit of God. So he said, watch it. He said, I shared it with those that became sons so that they may be one with us. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. I'll read 23 and again. In them and you and me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that you sent me and have loved them as you love me. Wow. Wow. So here it is, please. Don't miss this. The thing that enhances and authenticates our unity and our oneness and our reflection and our representation is the glory. It's his glory. His glory is his glory. And we are approaching, amen, something in the Spirit of God, a move in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to put that glory on display. Our oneness, amen, hallelujah. Ah, yeah, my. Our oneness is not coming, amen, from some particular teaching or from some particular denomination or from some particular movement. No, but watch it, from all of us manifesting the same glory. That's where our oneness is coming from the whole body manifesting the same glory. And we trace it back to our DNA, glory to God, of our covenant, yeah, our commission, our commandment, our commitment and our confession, amen, hallelujah, of who the Lord is, glory to God, and how that we live that out through examples and examples in the world through the word, the ways, the wisdom, and the will of God. I know I'm giving you a lot, glory to God, but you got to make sure you get this message. I would encourage you, amen, hallelujah, to listen to it again, amen, and get you a pen and a paper, and let the rhema of God, amen, speak to you about your corporate place, amen, even though there's a, even though you have individuality, amen, understand that the preeminence, glory to God, of Jesus must be in front of your personality if the glory is going to be authentic. Wow. Hallelujah. And we are shifting. We've shifted the glory, the Holy Ghost. God has shifted. Hallelujah. Watch this. The identity of his kingdom. Watch this. The identity of his kingdom being where the preeminence was behind the personality. No. Now, glory to God, the kingdom is shifted and the preeminence, glory to God, is before personality. Yeah, amen, hallelujah. And any personality that will continue to compete with God as God will be exposed and put on display. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for what, amen, he's done through mega ministry and the anointing on men and women of God life, and even those that still, amen, have what they can categorize as a mega ministry. A mega ministry, glory to God, because it causes greater impact in the world, or should, in the community. But yet and still, amen, that God has created this thing, and something has shifted, glory to God, hallelujah, where mega, amen, hallelujah, is really not at the forefront like it used to be. Why? Because personality, amen, took over preeminence. Speak, apostle. Yeah, glory to God, hallelujah. And now we're moving into a place, glory to God, where people will not no longer flock to personality. They're going to be hungry for preeminence. Why? Because the glory, amen, the glory that people need now as we approach, amen, this timing of the kingdom is more substance, amen, as they serve, not just service, amen, and then, amen, the same old thing. Come on, somebody. Substance, yeah, substance. Glory to God. Wow. Hallelujah. So here it is. Here it is, please. Our oneness, family. Our oneness is according to his glory. This is the level of representation and reflection that must take place as supernatural, hallelujah, sons, hallelujah. Yep. Amen. Sonship. Amen. In the spirit of God. I believe this, and I believe God told me to share this word. The last time I shared a word like this, I don't even believe anybody really took it serious to a degree that, and the reason is I don't call myself a prophet. I'm not up on the level. I'm not up there. I'm not well known in the prophetic realm and all of that. But I do remember the Lord gave me a word before the shift of COVID. I do remember on a Wednesday night teaching. Thursday night teaching. At that time, I was teaching a program called Thursday Night Thrive. And I remember the Lord telling me at the end of my teaching to release this word. And the word was, God said, mega would not be mega anymore. That's what he said. And it began to explain how that was going to happen and all of that. And it happened according to the Spirit of God. And I believe what I'm getting ready to share with you is a prophetic word for the body of Christ and for the kingdom that God burned in my spirit this morning as I was praying and studying, and I will release that word, glory to God, and then we're just going to have to put prayer on it, amen, and pray through it and understand, amen, that we're coming to a time, Lord, that God is going to display, hallelujah, the sonship, glory to God, hallelujah, or his sonship in the earth through his glory upon the earth through those, amen, sons and daughters that are in reflection and representation. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. There's so much happening even now that every day we wake up, we see. Hallelujah. More than that, we got to sense the timing. Yeah, we got to sense the timing. Glory to God. And here it is. And I'll leave you alone with this. Glory to God. The Spirit. Hallelujah. Yep. I'll give it to him, Lord, and I'll just close it right here. Hallelujah. I believe prophetically that the kingdom is shifting into a pivotal movement that will begin to authenticate the glory of God in the earth. And he says to say, as leaders in the body of Christ, we must be intentional in making spiritual adjustments and correction where we are no longer satisfied with raising up a church and a people that offer God service but have no substance. Here it is. Please get this. The next level of manifestation and representation and reflection of the kingdom of God in the earth will be according to the deposit of the glory of God in the people that reflect and represent him. In other words, the glory that God wants to display and the world will see will be no greater than the glory that's in the people that represent and reflect God. So we must shift and we must, hallelujah, align ourselves to a deposit of glory for this end time that God will bring into the earth that will cause the world and make the world know, hallelujah, that he sent Jesus. The Holy Ghost is real and our faith is not in vain. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, glory to God, that the word of God is received on today. I pray in Jesus' name, glory to God, that through supernatural sonship of reflection and representation, that you would let this word, God, begin to manifest and marinate in the hearts of those that received it today. Hallelujah. And God, that it would just go beyond this particular Facebook post and let the men and women of God, hallelujah, pastors and teachers, glory to God, those that carry authority and weight, Father, hallelujah, adhere to and line up to the display of your glory that you want to come through the reflection of supernatural sons, hallelujah, and representation of supernatural sonship in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the anticipation. And thank you, hallelujah, for the elevation of the word of God. I give you glory and I honor you for what you've spoken. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give God a hand clap of praise right there where you are. Amen. Receive the word. Breathe it in. Hallelujah. Listen, we're in this season, amen, of graduation and elevation all over, amen, everywhere, amen. There are postings of seniors graduating college, amen, in high school, amen, in first grade and third grade and all the grades, amen, kindergarten, yeah, amen, glory to God. And here's the thing about it, amen, watch it, please. The way that they got out, they tested out. Glory to God. They passed some tests to get to the next level, and we got to do the same. I pray that you've been blessed by the Lord. Amen. And you receive the word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.